This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. House Republicans have pushed through $14.5 billion in military assistance for Israel without humanitarian aid for Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports it is unlikely to survive.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been found guilty of defrauding customers of his now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange in one of the biggest financial frauds on record. The verdict cemented the 31-year-old's fall from grace. A 12-member jury in Manhattan federal court convicted him on all seven counts he faced after a month-long trial in which prosecutors made the case that he stole $8 billion from the exchange's customers. Leading AI developers have agreed to work with governments to test artificial intelligence models before they are released, in a potentially landmark achievement in the UK's Artificial Intelligence Summit.
The late Stephen Hawking once said, AI is likely to be the best or worst thing to happen to humanity. If we can sustain the collaboration that we have fostered over these last 2 days, I profoundly believe that we can make it the best.
This is VOA News. Thousands of people swamped Pakistan's main northwestern border crossing trying to get into Afghanistan on Thursday, a day after Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner says was the Pakistan government's deadline for undocumented foreigners to leave.
Pakistani authorities began rounding up undocumented foreigners hours before the deadline.
We don't want to go to Afghanistan, but these people are not allowing us to stay. My family has been living here for 50 years, but now they are not allowing them to stay.
These people are being very cruel to us. If they'd given us 4 or 5 months more, we could have spent the winter here in comfort. Then, God willing, we would have gone back to our country.
More than 1 million Afghans could have to leave or face arrest and forcible expulsion as a result of the ultimatum delivered by the Pakistan government a month ago.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner, who says of the more than 4 million Afghans living in Pakistan, the government estimates 1.7 million are undocumented. Storm Kieran hit Western Europe with record winds in France, leaving millions without power, according to this report by AP correspondent Karen Chanas.
Storm Kieran slammed into France's northern tip at approximately 118 miles per hour, uprooting trees and blowing out windows. Dutch airline KLM scrapped all flights leaving and arriving in the Netherlands. In the UK, thousands were also without power as gusts blew roofs off buildings and toppled trees. Paul Akkad, the head of meteorology at Jersey MET, said,
"It's a storm that we haven't seen the likes of in a generation in around 35, 36 years since 1987 when the Great Storm came through the islands and through the UK.
Some people had to evacuate their homes and seek refuge in hotels as Kieran pummeled the south of England. Karen Chamas, London.
The World Meteorological Association reports the world is warming at a faster rate than at any point in recorded history. Many say storms like this one in Europe, a result. But Lisa Schlein reports climate change threatens to reverse decades of progress towards better health as well.
Particularly in the most vulnerable communities. WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas says the countries most at risk from climate change are in Africa and South Asia, where it fuels vector-borne diseases such as dengue and malaria. He says food insecurity is growing, and increasingly more frequent heat waves are worsening the impact of extreme weather events. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can see that story on our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.